Hi, this is Roberto and Cheryl Sabas, reading from John 4:19-38.
The woman said, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you and your people say that it's necessary to worship in Jerusalem."
Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you and your people will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You and your people worship what you don't know. We worship what we know because salvation is from the Jews. But the time is coming and is here when true worshipers will worship in spirit and truth. The Father looks for those who worship him this way. God is spirit, and it is necessary to worship God in spirit and truth."
The woman said, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one who is called the Christ. And when he comes, he will teach everything to us."
Jesus said to her, "I am the one who speaks with you."
Just then Jesus' disciples arrived and were shocked that he was talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman put down her water jar and went into the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who has told me everything I've done. Could this man be the Christ?" They left the city and were on their way to see Jesus. In the meantime, the disciples spoke to Jesus, saying, "Rabbi, eat."
Jesus said to them, "I have food to eat that you don't know about."
The disciples asked each other, "Has someone brought him food?"
Jesus said to them, "I am fed by doing the will of the one who sent me and by completing his work. Don't you have a saying, 4 more months and then it's time for harvest? Look, I tell you, open your eyes and notice that the fields are already ripe for the harvest. Those who harvest are receiving their pay and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that those who sow and those who harvest can celebrate together. This is a true saying, that one sows and another harvests. I have sent you to harvest what you didn't work hard for. Others worked hard, and you will share in their hard work."